This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Brasilia for a state visit to Brazil. He was warmly received by Brazil's Minister of Defense, José Mucio Monteiro Filho, at the airport. He arrived in Brasilia after attending two-day BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. Minister of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that taking new strides in India-Brazil's steadfast partnership, Prime Minister Modi landed in the capital city. He added that PM Modi's welcome was made delightfully musical by the traditional Brazilian samba reggae performance. Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on broadening the strategic partnership between the two nations in areas of mutual interest. Both the countries will sign MOUs to foster cooperation in areas of mutual interest. The Indian ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, had informed earlier that the four MOUs will be signed during the Prime Minister's bilateral meetings.
After the talks, we are hoping to sign four agreements or slash MOUs between the two countries, namely on renewable energy, counter-terrorism, agricultural research cooperation between ICAR, which is Indian Council for Agricultural Research, and Embrapa of Brazil, and also exchange and mutual protection of confidential information.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi said that he had extensive deliberations at the BRICS summit. He complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through their BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. He added that his bilateral meetings with world leaders will boost India's friendship with various nations. In the final leg of his five-nation visit, the Prime Minister will reach Windhoek in Namibia tomorrow on the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to Namibia and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia. Our correspondent reports that the visit is aimed at expanding the scope of bilateral relationship and explore new areas of cooperation in various sectors. Our correspondent covering the visit has filed the report on India-Namibia relationship.
Both India and Namibia have a shared history of anti-colonial struggle. The first ever diplomatic mission of Namibia, known as SWAPO that time, was set up in Delhi in 1986, even before the independence of Namibia. Today, both the countries share a wide range of areas of cooperation, including trade and investment, mining, diamond processing, energy, healthcare, defense, environment and biodiversity, and capacity building. The trade between the two countries is $600 million, and Indian investments in Namibia are about $800 million. Taking forward the partnership in wildlife conservation, 8 cheetahs were translocated from Namibia to India's Kuno National Park in September 2022. The upcoming visit is also set to explore new areas of cooperation in other sectors. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Windhoek.
India abstained from voting on the United Nations General Assembly UNGA resolution on the situation in Afghanistan and noted that a business-as-usual approach without new and targeted initiatives is unlikely to deliver the outcomes the international community envisions for the Afghan people. India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, while delivering the explanation of the vote on the UNGA resolution, said that India is closely monitoring the security situation in Afghanistan.
As a long-standing partner, India has direct stakes in ensuring peace and stability in Afghanistan. Since the UNGA last considered this issue in November 2022, India has been actively engaging with regional and international stakeholders to promote peace, stability and development in Afghanistan.
The United States has delayed the implementation of its Liberation Day reciprocal tariffs until 1st of next month, providing additional time for affected countries to finalize interim trade deals with the U.S., Initially announced by President Donald Trump on April 2nd, the tariffs were to target several nations, including India, but the enforcement was paused for 90 days, giving trading partners until July 9th to reach agreements. Unprecedented monsoon rains have caused widespread destruction across Nagaland, with reports of severe flooding, landslides and infrastructure damage from multiple districts. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority said it has received numerous reports of damaged homes, roads, bridges, paddy fields and jhum cultivations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.